A Gay and a Non-Gay is a podcast from James Barr and Dan Hudson. Sex, bums, and Dan being a lad.
Welcome to A Gay and a Non-Gay. Hi.
Hi.
Oh, God, here we are again. So, I've actually spent all day with Dan today.
That's just
which
true.
Is ridiculous. We've gone from, like, being not friends to actually being, like, you're kind of like my dirty little secret.
Yeah.
Like, I've never tell my other friends I hang out with you. In fact, I just put a tag on. I put a post on Facebook where we were together, but I didn't tag you.
Really?
Yeah. I didn't realise until just then as I was speaking. Yeah, I didn't tag you.
What, you just tagged yourself?
Yeah, I just literally put myself there.
Well, thanks for that.
No, that's fine.
So basically, after I tagged a photo, I'll put a photo of you on Instagram.
Did you actually?
I didn't tag you in it, but yeah,
Well, there we go then. So well, it's the same thing, isn't it?
No, because you didn't put a photo of me on it and then not tag me. You just pretended that today never happened.
So today, Dan and I went to a pop-up In-N-Out Burger in North London.
Yeah.
This is like an LA burger chain. I mean, they're basically McDonald's of LA and the West Coast. But yeah, they were doing like a pop-up. So we were like, let's go. It was actually Dan that told me about it, so props. So we got there and the queue was enormous. And we didn't even get one.
No.
We were there for like an hour and a half, got to the end of the queue, and they were like, sorry, that's it. And then we went to Five Guys.
That was pretty much the morning.
Cool story, bro. That was literally the morning.
Yeah.
I felt ill for most of the afternoon after that as well.
I did have to go and have a nap. I had a good hour and a half nap in between.
Why do they give you so many fries? There's no need. You order small and you still get a whole bag full of them.
You don't have to eat them, though.
Have you seen them? They're like, fill the cup and then they throw in another shovel.
Have I seen them? Well, I ate them. I ate all of mine.
No, have you seen how they do it? How they fill the bag?
But yeah, well, they overflow the
They deliberately, the like, throw in... Like, I don't know why you'd ever order large, but I can't imagine how that comes. That's like a whole... And they're walking around with these big bags of potatoes the whole time as well.
But you don't have to eat them all.
Yeah, but you do, don't you?
Well, I do, yeah. I mean, I ate most of yours and most of mine.
They're there, aren't they?
They're good.
I didn't, yes. Actually, that's a good point. If there are any other gays that are worrying about their bods, don't worry, I didn't go there. I didn't fully have the chips.
No, you didn't.
But I did have a normal sort of double cheeseburger thing. The cheese is so good. We should probably not be talking about this anymore. Anyway, we spent the whole time in the queue for In-N-Out. We spent the whole time in the queue. I don't even want to go there. Like, why didn't you do it?
Why don't I do what?
Why don't you just tell everyone what's pissing you off?
Well, basically, this podcast you're...
I do think you need to vent, to be honest.
This podcast you're listening to is a non-award-nominated podcast. Basically, I put in this podcast to an awards ceremony.
A very prestigious awards ceremony.
Very prestigious.
With Rick Astley performing.
Rick Astley is performing. It was formerly called the Sony Radio Academy Awards. It's now called the ARIAs. I put us in for a nomination. talked about it with James.
Why are you laughing? Why did you laugh when you say I put us in for a nomination?
I don't know, just because it's funny that we thought that we both were pretty dead certain.
Well, no, okay, so you were like, oh, look, they've announced the new radio awards. No one's going to know about them because they're new. And they've got a podcast award in there. No one's going to apply for that because no one will know that category exists. Let's do it. We've got a good chance of winning because we'll be the only one putting our podcast in. That's what you said to me. And I was like, okay, yeah, cool, let's do that.
Not in so many words, but yeah, kind of like that.
Also, if you...
It's basically the podcast category is so strict that it excludes most podcasts.
Yeah, because you have to be bespoke content. Like, it has to be new. I can't have gone on the radio first.
Yeah.
So it has to have been created just for podcast.
Yeah, which in an award ceremony for radio people eliminates most people, right?
Yeah.
And the second thing is, the thing was so badly...
Well, like, let's just give an example. It would eliminate Chris Moyles, right?
Yeah.
Because his content in the podcast is the content that goes on his radio show.
Yeah, so it has to be bespoke.
This is definitely not the content that goes on my radio show. So we're fine.
Yes.
We were allowed to enter.
Yes. And the thing was so badly promoted. I should say another thing. One of the major...
That is pretty shady.
No,
it was so badly promoted.
It was so badly promoted. It was so un-Googleable. Googleable. That it took me a good 15 minutes to find And if I can only just be bothered to do that, most people can't be bothered to do that.
Okay.
So I thought, basically, nobody's going to know about this. Yep. Most people are exempt from entering it.
Yeah.
We're going to get in on a technicality, which is there's only going to be like 5 or 6 nominations, so they're going to have to give it to us.
Did they give it to us?
No, they didn't.
No, they didn't. We didn't get a look in. If you're interested, the episode we put out a few weeks ago, like the best of the season, that was actually the awards entry.
Yeah, we just reused
that. So that's, you know, that's what we gave them. Maybe they weren't interested in a podcast about douching, Dan.
I like to think that we were the seventh, only 7 people entered, and we were the seventh, and they could only give it to 6 people. James is trying to paint this, by the way, as I did all this. I was really upset that we weren't nominated.
I didn't do anything.
I did make it, but James is trying to make out that he wasn't bothered about it and that he hadn't also committed to we were going to get nominated for those exact reasons. James, like myself, was glued to the announcement.
I was watching it.
12:30.
I was watching my friends Scott Mills and Pandora waiting for the announcement. Yeah. And it didn't come.
I thought best podcast. I thought we've got this one.
I dropped out immediately at that point. Did you turn off?
No, I was in.
I was a really bad sport. I should have been looking at all the other interesting, cool radio people getting nominated for stuff. I was just so annoyed. I was like, close.
Yeah. I couldn't. I was at the conference where it was being announced, so I couldn't really.
I'd love to watch the stream. I'd love to be the admin person watching the stream and like seeing people drop off. And
yeah.
knowing exactly who those
yeah,
people
yeah,
are.
Yeah, yeah,
they
yeah,
must
yeah.
have looked at that and gone, again, and on game, I've just left the broadcast.
So, yeah.
Oh, Dan.
And it's quite annoying, so we didn't get nominated for that.
But what's really funny is, although Dan is saying, yeah, I thought we had a good chance, I didn't book a train ticket to Leeds for the night of the awards ceremony, and Dan did. Dan booked a return ticket to Leeds in advance on the date of the award.
I can't deny that. So, the reason I did that, I thought, if we get nominated, the train's prices are so high to the north that I thought, may as well book it now, because if we get nominated and then I have to book it, it's going to be like 5 or 6 times the price. So I thought, sensible idea, book it now just in case we get nominated.
No. The wording was, you sent me a message. It was like, I've just booked a ticket for Leeds for the night. It cost me, like, how much was it?
£37.
That's not even cheap. Right, so yeah, Dan messages me and says, FYI, I've booked a £37 cheap return to Leeds on the night of the awards because we're going to get nominated, so do the same. Because we're going to get nominated.
I didn't exactly say that, but yeah.
I mean,
but
I don't know what podcast you're listening to, but I don't think you're listening to our podcast.
Well,
because there's no way.
Well, either way,
Are you going to go?
Well, I don't want to waste the £37, do
oh
I?
Oh, my God, that's so embarrassing.
I'll see everyone that's nominated in Leeds will be there. And me.
Wahey!
I've never won an award. The people that only people that have won awards win awards.
Could we not? Well, that can't be true, because nobody was born winning an award.
No, I'm sure they sit there at Oscars HQ and they're like, so, who shall we give it to? Leo? And they're like, no, he hasn't won an award. Don't give it to him.
What, is Al Pacino the one dishing out Oscars?
I don't know, but I know that you don't win an award if you've not won them. Can you give me an award? I would like you, Dan Hudson, to offer me an award right now.
Okay.
It can be for anything you want. Anything you want.
Can I have a drum roll or something?
Okay.
The award for the worst timekeeping in the London area goes to Jay's Marwee! There you go.
You had to do that, didn't you?
Well,
I wasn't that late.
You were late again.
Fuck off.
Lads.
If you ever have any questions, then you can tweet us at gay non-gay.
Yes, you can. Or you can. No, that's the only thing you can do.
Oh, and also, we really want to get our iTunes rating up. So if you're listening to this, please don't be mean and write horrible things.
No.
Please write nice things so we can get rid of our
troll. Have some nice ones, but there's one negative one that's bringing the average down. Like,
right,
massive,
okay. I haven't checked them lately, but I know your girlfriend messaged me saying, please tell all your friends to write nice things.
Yes, so I'm not sure whether she meant do that over the airwaves particularly, but
you've done it. Whatever, so.
We need to get that average.
We need to get our average rating slightly up.
Average up.
I have just moved house.
Is that the end of the sentence?
No, it's really. I don't know whether I should talk about it because No, I don't think they're going to listen, but what if they did? I went out on a night out with them.
Who are them? Your housemates?
My new housemates.
Okay.
And I met them off spareroom.co.uk. Not a sponsor. That's just me telling you. And
not a what?
It's not a sponsorship. They're not paying
it's
me any money.
Spons?
Yeah, it's... I've never
heard
Kardashian
that term.
Thing. It's what Kim Kardashian would do. Anyway, right. So I met them off spareroom.co.uk and I was like, yeah, these are really cool. They're really nice. I'll get on with these girls. And they are. They're really lovely. One of them works in sexual health. So the stories are horrific. I haven't actually had sex since I moved in because they've traumatized me.
Really?
So much. Literally, like they actually have. It's horrific. There's like a super gonorrhea going around.
The one that was around a little while ago.
Maybe. It started
in Leeds.
Yeah. Apparently so.
Did you start that you lived there?
No, I didn't start that when I was up there. Anyway, so yeah, it started in Leeds, but it's in London and East London. Anyway, so what was I getting at? This girl was like, why is it loads of gay men that have like all these STDs? Why do I see so many gay men coming through? There's like gay men are way more promiscuous, right? It's all a gay man this, gay man that. And I was just like, oh, what? Like, no. Aren't we, like, above this sort of rubbish? Like, prejudice?
What, this is the girl who works
in... Yeah, so she...
That's a really weird thing for her to come out with.
Well, I know, and I was just like, I don't know why gay men have... And I was literally being, like, asked, like, interviewed about gay men in general. And I was just like, I don't really feel... I suppose I don't really feel comfortable with it, because why should I... Well, I just don't think I should have to answer those questions, and also I don't think it's true. I mean, but she's on the front line, but... Personally, I just find it a bit...
I think there's an element of truth to that. It's a massive generalisation, but the gay world, I think, was ahead of everybody else with apps and stuff like that. So meeting up for casual sex or whatever, which now I'm led to believe everybody does, seemed to originate first in the gay world, right?
I guess Grindr was probably the first, like...
Because that was around, like, a good five or six...
That was probably the first app where you met people near you, I guess. I don't think... Yeah, you're probably right. We probably got that first before, you know, even, like, Plenty of Fish came along and made an app that had location-based services on it. So I guess you're probably right. But that doesn't mean that I don't think it means that we're more promiscuous. I just think it means that we're more in control of what we're doing. And I think there's probably just as many straight guys out there, like, doing... Like, non-gay people doing... I always correct straight to non-gay just because it's the branding of the show,
yeah.
But who gives a shit? Sorry. I imagine there's loads of straight guys out there who are like, who are doing the same thing, but they're not getting checked, whereas we are actively in control and know what's happening to our bodies because we're more responsible. And we've learned those lessons. That's what I think.
Did you not explain that to...
No, because I just sort of shut down. I was like, I can't believe I'm having these questions.
Yeah,
I can't believe I'm at this point in my life where I'm having to answer these questions to people, like, how do they not know? Like, where have they been?
Yeah.
And I know I live in a bubble because I'm in, like, London and everyone's sort of... Like, you go on a tube and you see gay people, and I bet if you live in Carlisle or wherever, you don't. But it still struck me as a bit odd, like, someone doesn't know.
Yeah.
Like, doesn't know the correct way of, like, dealing with it. I should probably bring it up with them, actually, because it's really put me off them a little
bit. Yeah, you should.
But I don't exactly know what I should say.
I can't even imagine what you were saying in this situation. You were just going, oh, right, yeah.
And I know it's annoyed me, because sometimes when I get really annoyed, I don't know if you do this, but I hide the memory. I don't know how my brain does it, but I will literally bury my head. And I'm finding it difficult to even remember what the conversation was, because I know, because that's how much it affected me. But I guess they were like, I felt like I was being accused of, I felt like I was being slut-shamed on behalf of the whole gay community. That's how it felt. That's literally how I think I felt.
Okay.
So whatever she said, that's how I felt. It was like, why... Yeah, why do gay people have so much sex? I don't know. I'm like, what? Fuck off. Like, what? What?
I don't really know. What
because
to...
sex is like a human thing,
yeah.
And that's what we do. Like, everybody has sex. And I'm sure she didn't mean it maliciously, but it really pissed me off. Do you think that as well, then? You clearly do.
I don't think that's the case now, no. But I think there probably was a time where it kind of was true.
But then...
Because of... Like,
but then aren't you guys just jealous of that? Like,
well...
And actually, no. Do you know what? I don't know if you're right. I don't think it... You said this a minute ago, and I don't think it is that. I don't think it's that. I think it's more that men, let's just say that, want to have sex, right? It's kind of what we want to do, I think.
Right.
Men just kind of inherently want to have sex all the time. But women don't. So women stop it from happening all the time.
Yeah.
So unless you're going to go and get, like, a prosy... you're not going to be able to just have sex straight away because you'd have to buy a drink or go for dinner.
Yeah.
Whereas gay men, let's just say men, will have sex with each other, whatever, like, it's fine. No one really cares. Like, I care because I'm a bit more of a, like, a bit more of a romantic inside. I mean, say girl then. Offensive. I grew up with my mum and my sister, so I'm a little bit more in tune with, like, the feminine kind of thing.
Yeah.
But I think a lot of men are just like, yeah, bring it on, let's just have sex, we're men. So, I no one would say no.
Yeah.
And I think that's why my housemate is seeing more gay men in her clinic, because there's more sex, because it's just men.
That's a good theory. You should definitely suggest that to her next time.
I bloody will, mate.
Next time, yeah. Also, I guess gay people have kind of pioneered... like things like threesomes, or
what do you mean pioneered?
Having like a threesome or having like a three-way relationship seemed to sort of kick off.
Can I just ask you a
in
question,
the gay maybe? World first?
Steve Jobs pioneered the iPhone. Gays pioneered threesomes.
No, but I'm kind of not basing this on anything at all, really. So tell me if I'm wrong. But I think that kind of like having. Like a three-way relationship or a threesome, I think, seem to be going off in the gay world a lot more. I don't know.
In the gay world.
Am I wrong? I don't know.
I don't know, because I'm not in your world, so I don't know. Are you telling me that you've never had a threesome?
I wasn't telling you that, but I guess I am now telling you that. Yeah.
That you haven't?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I have, and I think it's probably normal that I have and you haven't, I suppose, so maybe, but I wouldn't use the word pioneered. But, well, I mean, maybe you should. Maybe that is the future.
Well, yeah.
Maybe that is the next thing for non-gays.
But it is now, isn't it? Now, everything is, like, nothing is, the only thing that's taboo still is paedophilia. Everything else is now.
That's not taboo, that's illegal, you fucking idiot.
Well, yeah, so therefore it's also taboo.
But no, it's not.
What do you mean?
It's not taboo if it's illegal. That's gross. Why did you even bring that in here?
What do you mean?
I can't believe you said that.
Doesn't mean it's not taboo. what are you on about?
It isn't actually taboo. People talk about it quite regularly because it needs to be got rid of.
Yeah, but they don't.
If anything, it's not a taboo. It's like, let's talk about this. Okay, this is a huge issue.
Let me rephrase that then. The only thing that people don't indulge in.
No, I'm not even letting you say the word again, okay? No.
Without people going,
no.
That's the only thing.
No. That was a topic I didn't expect to get onto, but no. I'm glad we did.
Wasn't in the running order.
Way!
Talking of house issues, I'm having a bit of a mare at the minute. So my flat is on Airbnb. I mean, I don't. There's nothing funny about that.
I just think that's funny. I imagine your flat to be like Men Behaving Badly lad pad. I just don't know why anyone would want to stay there, but I am led to believe that's not true.
Well, I invited you round, and you didn't come, so you'll never know. So yeah, it's on Airbnb, so I am accepting bookings. So I'm getting bookings, but I'm literally getting so many of them that I can't keep in touch with. I can't keep track of them.
That's great.
Because it is very much a nice flat, contrary to what you think. And I had three or four people stay, and the reviews are really good, of me and the flat, which means that they now stop flying in. At an uncontrollable pace.
Could you also ask them to review the podcast? Nice reviews. Okay, carry on.
So it's difficult to know who to say yes to and who to say no to.
Yeah,
I think you'd be an awful Airbnb hoster.
Why?
Because you would just veto everybody. You'd be like, no, this person isn't gay. They're not coming in.
That's so not true. I'd probably be the opposite. No, I wouldn't. I'm joking.
You wouldn't.
I'd just be worried that I'd end up sleeping with them.
I mean, if you want a good laugh, you should definitely go to the Airbnb help forums, where every possible problem that's happened with Airbnb people
has been
discussed. Like, the best one is obviously people who end up having sex with each other.
Oh my God, and then what?
Whole forums.
And what happens?
Well, I mean, any number of different scenarios can happen, can't they? I don't mean
to Google that.
Consensual sex. Obviously.
Of course. You always go down this weird dark route, Dan. It's like, no one was thinking that. No one was thinking paedophilia either.
I feel like
what are you talking about?
I feel like I have to clarify a lot of stuff. You pulled a face as if it was. I was talking about non-consent. Anyway, I'm getting down a hole. I can't.
Let's not go with the holes either. Okay, let's step back away from the holes. So have you had? Obviously you have a girlfriend, so you haven't. Have you been tempted? Have you had anyone stay that's pretty hot? And how do you, who do you know how to accept? Like, how do you know who to accept? Are you going on looks and stuff? Because I'd definitely be looking at people's profiles, being like, oh, they're hot, they can stay.
I don't know. I don't know. I wouldn't really. Even if I was single, I probably wouldn't take someone who was like really attractive because it's just creating a problem,
why?
Isn't it?
No.
You don't want a bad review, do you? So you don't want to end up having sex with them.
Amazing.
creating some, you know, some issue, and then you get a bad review.
Oh my God. So what kind of issue are you talking about? What kind of issue are you worried you might have?
I don't know, but it's best to keep your business life and
nice
your personal life.
Nice throw pillows, but he came too quick.
Wow.
Oh, so who's
it's
been...
good to keep business and pleasure separated.
So who's been coming round?
Well, no, I am quite strict with who's coming, there's certain red flags that you go that these people are not coming into my house.
Right. I find this so funny. What that you have red flags.
Well, like if so there's basic things like
I just want to remind everyone about who you are. So you rode on the Victoria Line topless once with your mate from a Limp Bizkit gig.
Yeah.
That's the kind of person Dan is.
Yeah.
Let's hear who you wouldn't accept.
Well, the obvious ones, you know, if they haven't got any reviews or verifications, then
okay,
obviously, you know, that kind of stuff, obviously. Anyone with a girlfriend or a boyfriend that they mention explicitly is probably not going to get a booking.
Why?
Because I don't want to end up with another person in the house. That person will move into my house without me asking them.
You were stressing me out on the train back from Edinburgh because you were like, oh, this guy who's holding a beer in his profile is like, he wants to stay and I don't know whether to let him or not. Did he stay?
No.
Why?
Because not only was he holding a beer, he was holding like a 2-pint glass full of beer. He was drinking it in his promo photo.
Yeah.
He had an England shirt on and he was called Macca.
Right.
So would you want someone like that staying in your house?
I don't know, but I mean, I'm not you, so I don't really get it. Why wouldn't, like, okay, what if, okay, so let me, okay, let me think. Like, so if, say there's a man with like, I don't know. So there's a man dressed as a turkey in his profile photo. Would you let him stay?
No, probably not.
Why?
Because I don't want him. I don't want a man dressed as a turkey round causing, you know, causing havoc. It's like a job interview.
Okay, what about a man like with some dogs?
Oh God!
No,
absolutely not.
Absolutely
or a
not.
Cigarette. Like if I know that they smoke, they're not coming in my house.
What about like a basic? You know, one of those guys that would be like near a village called like Fanny or something.
No.
No?
No.
No?
No.
Why not?
Because it's too like laddie. I mean,
no, it's not.
How
okay.
Ironic, because I'm such a massive lad.
What about a man with like a huge cocktail? Is that the same as a beer? You know, like one of those massive like fishbowl cocktails?
No.
What about a guy like, oh, I don't know, like I'm just trying to think of this off the top of my head. What about a guy... you know those people that go and visit what if he was like visiting the Guinness factory and took a picture of himself by the big Guinness sign with a big Guinness?
No.
Why?
Because it's just a bit obvious, isn't it?
And why?
They're probably an alcoholic.
Dan, I have just been scrolling through your Facebook profile, looking at your Facebook profile pictures and describing all of them at you. And you said that you wouldn't. And you've just said you wouldn't let any of those people, aka yourself, stay in your flat. What the hell is wrong with you?
What, so they're all photos of me?
Yeah, there's all of the photos I just described are you.
Really?
Yes!
Show me the photo of me dressed as a turkey. Oh, I know the one you think of. No, but that's different, because that's a turkey on my head. It's not me as a turkey going,
it's worried. Not different.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not at all. Here you are with a massive cocktail.
Yeah, but yeah, okay.
Here you are drinking a huge inflatable champagne bottle. Here you are with a turkey costume on your head. Dan, you just basically said you wouldn't let yourself stay in your own apartment.
Well,
you need to work on your life choices.
I need to move out.
If you want more, subscribe at gaynongay.com or on iTunes or, you know, whoever your favourite podcast supplier is. Kisses. Mwah.